Hello, and welcome to Gravelmen, a place to chat and have for sips. Today is March 15th. No, it's not. Today is April 5th, 2023. Sorry. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And tonight we have all kinds of beverages because we more or less decided to record last minute. And we said, hey, let's have some beer.
Yeah, so
we're gonna have some beer.
Yes.
Would you like to go first?
Sure. So I feel like this is a beer I won't choose when we are doing like our state / county of Iowa challenge or brewery of Iowa or however we have it split up.
That would be hard to do an Iowa brewery challenge.
Yeah, try to get as many as we can. I made a nerdy spreadsheet that we can change, but I listed all the states and two cities that I know breweries are in.
Perfect. We'll start there.
The one I'm choosing to go first tonight is one, like, I don't know if I would ever choose when we're doing two beverages for, like, our theme. But what I like about this and what drew me to it is this is Deschutes Wowza, which is a low-cal hop ale.
Okay.
And I run into this sometime, especially, like, during the week or at barbecues, where I'm kind of drinking like I'm drinking Coors Light, and that's not such a good idea when you're drinking fancier beer. So I kind of like finding something that has a lower alcohol content. And it's also kind of an added benefit. I think their intention of this was to be, or at least their marketing, is that it's a lower calorie. So that's cool too. But this is 4%, whereas a lot are like 6 to 9.5. And so I like knowing about some of these. So this is one that I like. It's good. It is hazy. It is a little bit like lighter in the flavor, but it still has the flavor. Like I still feel like I'm drinking like a nice brew that is still a microbrew. I'm trying to say it as politely as I can because I also don't have a problem with PBR or any of that stuff. But when I'm wanting something like this, but when a little more alcohol.
Still get that craft beer like taste to it, just yes, without the craft beer alcohol content.
Yes, thank you. And I would say this one, so this is a hazy pale ale. I get the haziness. I think it's a little bit less fruity as they can be. But I mean, hazy, that's a pretty wide range. But I think it's nice and balanced. I think sessionable. Has a little tinge of funky, which I like. It's a little bit in there. Sometimes a little too much funk, too much for this one is like nice balance. So I figured this would be kind of a fun one to throw in.
I'll have to tell Cole you used the term tinge of funk. He'll love that. Yes. He's all about the funk in beer.
I love the description word. It's fun. What you got, Kelsey?
I am highlighting an Iowa brewery tonight.
Oh, it's pretty.
It's from one of my favorites, Lua, and it's called Shake Weight. And it's got a picture of like a shake, like an ice cream shake. A milkshake double IPA with strawberry, pineapple, milk sugar, and vanilla bean. And you can definitely taste all of it.
That sounds so good.
So they actually did a collaboration with Black Stack Brewing up in St. Paul, which I also really like their beers. I really, I like the milkshake IPAs. What they kind of add in is kind of that, like, it really gives that milk feeling by the adding lactose in. Let's see. They combined their recipes to create a base hazy beer, then added hops, pineapple, strawberry, lactose, and vanilla to create the perfect post-workout pint. Yes, I would say. I give it 2 thumbs up. I love the body. It's not too sweet. You definitely get the hops, but they're not overpowering. It's very well balanced. I would say it's really, really good. You definitely get a lot of the strawberry and pineapple. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Bomb pick. I love it, Kelsey. Oh, well, now that we have our beverages, want to cheers?
Cheers, yes. We'd like to cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I tapped my computer.
Well, there you go.
Oh, thanks. So how are you, Kelsey?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. Life has calmed down some, so that's a big plus. I say that, but at the same time, I've been incredibly busy. I think I'm just learning how to manage it now, finally getting in a new routine with the new work job and figuring out how that's all going to balance out with the rest of my life. Making big steps there. I feel like a giant weight has been lifted off my chest. Although I will say it's been a while since I've been able to knit, only because I'm just not knitting at work during the day now. I just keep working because I actually like my job.
Yay!
Yeah, it's big steps. But yeah, so life's been good. We had a bike race last weekend. First one for me for the season.
Yay.
So that was pretty fun. It was a 5-person team race out of Slater, Iowa called Gents Race. And team entry fees are a donation to the Hope Animal Shelter here in Iowa, where they put up their Amazon wish list, and then we get to pick items off their wish list and buy them and send them to them, and that's our entry fee.
That's cool.
Yeah, I kind of like that one. The format of the race is that you have slower to faster. There were about 60-ish teams that signed up this year, and they send them off about every 2 minutes or so, with the fast teams starting later and the slower teams starting earlier. So first teams were going off at about 9 o'clock in the morning, with the last ones going off a little after 11. And they had one guy who they called the ringer, and each team that he passed, he was raising money for a charity called Project Echelon that brings possibility of cycling to veterans.
Cool.
Yeah, and he ended up passing every team again this year. So that was pretty cool. It was crazy. I think he averaged 20 miles an hour. I averaged 8. It was insanely windy. We had snow the day before. We had 70-degree weather the day before. We had rain and hail. We had pretty much every season possible within 24 hours.
Yeah, that was wild.
And that resulted in lots of headwind on Saturday. Oh, so much fun. But really, truly, the race was a really good time. And I'm very happy with how it turned out. Didn't quite complete it, but I made 35 of 61 miles or so. And was very happy with that.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. What else going on? I think that sums up most of it.
That's all fun and good things here.
Yeah.
Although the very busy.
Yes, like I said, very busy, but yet at the same time, manageable.
Good. Let's see. I've been having some bike troubles.
You have? Which has been so good.
So distracting, so frustrating. Yeah, and I feel like I am starting to move to the right direction to figure out what's going on. And I think it's a combination of things, but I think I originally, like months ago, thought there was some issues going on, and I asked for help, and I think I should have asked somebody else. And now I'm having more trouble. But I've got an appointment with a bike shop next Friday. So I'm going to take it in for like the whole gamut, just look at it. But in the meanwhile, I've learned, and my friend helped me on adjusting my derailleur a little bit.
Oh, good.
So, which unfortunately didn't totally solve the problem, but did help a lot. And I replaced my chain, which it broke 2 weeks ago while I was biking somewhere, and I was stranded. And so my husband had to stop work and come and get me because I was stuck. And so since then, I have learned how to repair a chain, and I have like a chain breaker now and a link. So if it happens again, it's just not that hard for the effort and the size of the thing to have that mirror, I don't think.
No, for some of the simple bike maintenance, that's one of the easiest things you can figure out how to do.
I think it might be easier, but maybe that's just me.
I think I would say I agree that it's way easier than changing a tire.
But. So I learned that. And I also bought like a chain measuring tool because I was told that I would need a new chain by the end of summer, and according to that I need a chain now. And I compared to my other bikes, to see like if I was doing it right. And those were all good and those all shipped great, work great. So I put a new chain on my bike tonight.
You ride in your higher gears a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm a smasher.
Yeah, you...
I'm trying. I am a smasher. Interrupt me when I'm wrong. But a smasher is someone who likes to be in the higher gears and are really pushing on their bike, which is not as great for your bike. And like shifting when you're really pushing hard on the pedals is really hard on your bike too.
Right. You can also referred to as a grinder, someone who's really putting all that effort in on their high gears, putting all that heavy for, you know, you want to get fancy wattage into there. All that pressure onto your crank works out all that extra force in there, making that met harder for your chain to work through there.
What's it called when you're not a smasher?
I don't know.
Like a cycler?
Okay,
I thought there was a name for like, someone who isn't a smasher.
Cole would say he's a spinner, like, because...
Yeah, there we go.
Someone who is going to work at a higher cadence at a lower wattage. Essentially trying to get the same effort.
So I can't believe that it's totally just that, because I've only had that bike for 4 months.
Yeah, but you've ridden in a fair bit for 4 months.
But I've ridden my gravel bike still way more, twice as much. Like I've got over 2,000 miles on my gravel bike and just over 900 miles on my e-bike.
But how often are you going 20 miles an hour on your gravel bike?
Yeah, I tend to sit around 50.
Okay. How often are you going 15 miles an hour on your gravel bike?
Sorry, on my gravel bike, I tend to sit
down. Oh, okay.
On the e-bike, 18.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to learn a lot. But I'm excited we got to put that in there, because that's one I kind of want to talk about someday. And I kind of...
Well, there we go.
Yeah. So I think we'll figure it out. It's fixable as I get better. And I have been trying to work on it, trying to go to lower gear.
Mm-hmm.
But there really is a technique to that.
There really is.
I get really bouncy.
That means
and you're, I'm not in spin class.
If you're getting bouncy, you're in too low of a gear. Yeah.
Then I'm just at the top. I don't know. Well, I'll make you bike with me more this summer and you can constrain me. Yeah, so that's happening. And then I don't even know how this happened, but on Sunday, I went through my whole day, like, just kind of got to knit. There were several times where, like, I was close to, and I was like, oh, you know what, I'm going to do this first, and I forgot. And then the next day, I was like, oh, I forgot to do my Instagram post. I was like, oh, I forgot to knit yesterday.
Dang!
Yeah, but I oddly got onto a round number. I did 150 days in a row of knitting every day.
That is pretty impressive, though.
But... yeah, and it's actually really fun. I've gotten a little bit behind on my Instagram updates, but I do like doing that too. It kind of like a little snapshot of my day. Like I biked to work today and I worked on this hat or whatever. So I think I'll restart it again and see how far I make it next time. Maybe I'll make it 5 days. Maybe I'll make it 500 days. Who knows? But it's been kind of fun.
So have you been knitting every day since then?
Yes. Yeah. So was today Wednesday? So I'm on day three.
Good job.
Thank you. And then just, I don't know, like everything's happening at once and then none of it's really like bad, but all together, it's just like, ah. So I tried to make a list here and maybe it's boring and editing and make this out, but work's been busy, but good. We replaced our bathtub. And then the next night when we tried to use it for a bath, it started raining in our kitchen because the drain wasn't set up right.
Oh no.
Yeah. And what was so great about that is by the time it started raining in our kitchen, the bathtub was 4 inches full.
Oh,
so then we're like trying to take pictures and try to get it down the sink instead to like try not to keep this raining in our kitchen happening. And like all the while our kid's like, I thought I was taking a bath. What's going on? And like he wasn't upset, but he was like, what are you guys doing? That's my bath. So sweet. And he's like, are my toys okay? I don't know. My credit card number was stolen, so that was cool. It's all fine. I learned how to put like a warning on my credit, so like people have to do an extra degree.
Ah.
But they got pretty far. They got far enough into, I don't know, maybe I should share this. I don't know. They got far enough into my bank account to put a request and change my address.
Oh, wow.
But they were kind of already flagged everything declined that they did. So I mean, I got as lucky as I could, I guess.
This is your PSA to check your, you know, all your things.
Yes. And then you get to change all your passwords.
Yep.
So every time I like go to like log into something, I'm like, okay, what's this one?
Not only was your card stolen, but your account was hacked.
Yeah. So that happened. We owed a lot more than expected on taxes, so that was cool. I think a lot, like, I don't know, I've talked to a few other people that were like, yeah, we did too. I fell down the stairs. I don't know. It's just like, it just kind of keeps like, I'm just like, what is going on? So maybe that just means like I'm getting it all out of the way.
I hope so.
And then, and again, I'm fine. Falling down the stairs could be very dangerous, but it was pretty minor. It was irritating. Fine. So there we go. I don't know. I'm sure other people out there are like, me too, or I've been there. So me too. Me as well. I don't know. Like, all this is fine. Like, the bathtub, they came and fixed it, I think, the next day, because it happened late. We called them, and then, okay, so, like, 2 days later, they came. And they're going to fix the damage done to the ceiling.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
Oof, that's rough.
But, yeah, we're just sitting there eating dinner, and Brian's like, it's raining in our kitchen. I'm like, what?
Oh, man. Hopefully nothing else is, like, ruined. Hopefully it's not too much.
I think we're okay. Like, and what was nice about that is we did have some concerns. Like, the whole reason we replaced our bathtub is because we didn't. It was really, like, really well sealed. And it turns out there was some damage to drywall.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they took that drywall out. So, like, definitely needed to be done then. But at least the damage wasn't, like our floor wasn't rotting out.
That's good. Yeah. Definitely good.
There you go. That's what I got. So I guess we're on to announcements.
All right. We still have the do something new, new year, new skills, make along going on up through April 15th. You can still work on doing something new. If it's anything fiber related, whether it be sewing, knitting, crochet, weaving, spinning, embroidery, you name it. If it's related to fiber in some way, you can make a claim on that you've learned something new, whether your project is finished or not, you have the possibility to do the knit along or make along rather. I have not yet done the box pleats that I thought I might. I am very doubtful that that's going to happen before then. I'm learning many other new things in my world life. So I'm counting that as a win.
Well, it's not like you're not going to do the box. It just might not happen before.
Right. You're right.
You're still exactly. In the spirit.
Yes.
Which is excellent.
And so we have lots of ways to enter. You can enter through Instagram with the GK Grow Make Along MAL hashtag. So GK Grow MAL. There you go. Or there's entry on our webpage where you can enter not only for the quarterly make along, but also our year-long stash challenge still happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at some point I'll actually enter something because I'm actually knitting tonight.
Oh, pretty.
We'll talk about this more in a little bit, but.
Yes, we must.
But yeah, so first quarter is new year and new skills. So anything new to you, if you can reason that it's new and fiber related, it counts.
Yay.
You want to take on the second part that is just starting up?
Sure. Thank you. So our next one is to expand your knowledge on this. So say you knit a top-down sweater, maybe an up-down sweater. I kind of like that. A bottom-up sweater or something like that. Or I always use this example, but say you've only done a certain type of cape, try a different type of cape. Just something to expand something that you've maybe tried in the past and enjoyed.
That's perfect. Exactly. And, you know, and you can have multiple entries. You can try lots of new things. You can learn lots of new, all the more that you can do, all the better. So keep it up.
Great job, friends. Kelsey, what's brewing?
What's brewing? I'm going to go with my normal theme and I'll talk about what's in my hands.
I like this.
Let's see if we can get some decent light.
Love the texture. And it's marled. It's a marled yarn.
It is a marled yarn. Okay, so
that's fun.
Is in the cowl. So this is going to be a cowl.
Okay.
I'm using my hand spun. Pretty. Oh, that's actually a pretty good color. You can see the real colors right there.
Colors.
Yeah, I think it's a blend of Polworth and silk or merino silk. Don't remember. It's about worsted weight, 100-ish grams or so, maybe 115 grams. So about a full skein of yarn here. And I was like, I just want to know when my hand spun. I had this one sitting out looking pretty. And I wanted to do something that was heavier weight. So I have so much fingering weight, but I really wanted to knit in something heavier. My hands have been hurting lately. I figured that a heavier needle would be okay for a while, and it seems to be okay.
Good.
Yeah. So I cast on, let's see, what is the name of this? I cast on a towel the other day, and it's by Expression Fiber Arts, and I've included the link to their webpage, but it's called the Swirling Sea Cowl. It's a free pattern, and it's got a nice, like, texture to it. All it is a pretty much knit to purl to. It kind of spirals around and looks pretty sweet.
Okay. Fun.
So it gives the effect of kind of like a spiral.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm really liking it too. And it's working up really well with this yarn. It'll have some nice like weight to it. The pattern says a size 9, a US 9. I'm using a US 8. I'm getting a nice fabric that I like. And it's going to have this like nice bounce and sheen to it. Probably got about 4 inches knit so far. And I just started knitting it yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. It's nice to have a quick project. I keep meaning to wind yarn for the sleeve of my Syrah sweater, but I haven't quite gotten there yet. That's by Marie Crane Levesque by Tricot Designs. Like we've talked earlier, it does have box pleats on the sleeves. I'm using a very, very, very pretty, like, navy blue from Watts Yarn.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called Last Midnight. It's a yak merino nylon blend.
Cool.
I just freaking love it. Oh, there you go. That's the real color.
I love it. And I like the semi-solid level of.
Yes, and it knit up so well. Like, you can kind of see the tonality to it and just gives a really good depth.
Cool.
I ended up alternating skeins a little bit, not through the whole body of the sweater, but through partially for a few rows while I switched skeins, and you can't tell. It's cool. Awesome. Yeah, looks great. I have done a little bit of spinning, but I really haven't made that much progress yet. I just need to be home. I've traveled a lot in the last couple of weeks, so or at least I've worked a lot in the last couple of weeks, not necessarily traveled, but I haven't been home. So a little time with my e-spinner is definitely wanted. Although I actually sat down at my spinning wheel the other night and it felt so good.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I won't get into details on what I'm spinning, but it's just I haven't done much with them, but I really want to get back to it.
You will.
I will, like, yes.
I have a lot of awesome things.
Yes.
Sometimes things get moved around a little.
I go through phases where, one thing will be really hot for a while and then something will take its place for a little bit. And that's okay. I'm good with that. So I think that does it for me. What have you been up to?
I will follow your lead here. Do we want to do next beverage or not yet?
We can do the next beverage.
Sweet. I'm thirsty.
Oh, I'm excited for our second beers.
Me too. And I was thinking about this. I don't know if we've ever done 4 before. We were doing 3 for a while.
Right.
But I don't know if we've ever done 4. So
maybe you're right.
Maybe sure. The first. I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, why don't you go first?
Alrighty. Well, I think I'm going to put my can up on the screen and see what your reaction is first before I say anything about it.
Oh my god. It's like a worm person.
It is totally a worm person. It's not just any worm person. It's
is it Arnold?
It is. Yes.
Really? Wow, it's, good artist.
It's the Worminator.
I'm into it. I totally got the Worminator
by KCBC, which is a brewery we've had on here before.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they make some amazing beers. And this is a double IPA. And yes, it has Arnold as a worm. It is absolutely freaking fantastic.
He's kind of rainbowy.
He is. He's got like all the holographicness going on. He's got like a little squirt gun thing in there too. Oh, that must be like, oh, it's a pest spray. If you look at it, it says pest.
Oh,
it's that funny. Little squirt gun, squirt bottle. All right, let's see how this beer tastes. Not too sweet. A little bit of citrusness, almost lemony, which I kind of like.
It's a double IPA, right?
It's a double IPA. So there's not really too dark of a maltiness. It's not too sweet. I kind of wish it had a little more funk, but yet at the same time, it's really good without. It's closer to like a West Coast like double IPA.
Cool.
Double dry hop, double India pale ale. Citra, Manduka, Eldorado, and Simcoe hops. So yeah, between the Citra and the Simcoe, that's where kind of the lemon citrusiness comes from. That's pretty tasty.
Sorry, I was taking some notes. Awesome. I give it a 10 out of 10 on yours.
Oh, thank you.
They're fun.
My new job is closer to a better Hy-Vee, but has a better fun beer selection. That's very exciting. It's very easy to step in and, oh, it's new.
Yay. Oh, shoot, you're waiting for me.
It's all good. I'm just sitting here knitting.
Me too. Oh, this happened a few months ago, now that I'm thinking about us knitting ourselves. We had a rather late book club night one night, and I brought out my my marled socks.
Yeah,
it's super easy. And this one girl's like, I love your vibe right now. She's like, you just look so chill. I'm like, thanks. But it is really like cool to get positive like reinforcement about like, or positive feedback about knitting.
It is good.
And I was feeling really good. Like I was just knitting and hanging with people. And
well, that's good.
Anyways, mine is Sierra Nevada Brewery. And I actually just had to buy this because the box was rainbow. I'm like, oh, I gotta try it. It's a rainbow box. So Sierra Nevada is a bigger brewery. I like it. They're from North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I did not know that. Sierra Nevada Brewing Co. Chicago. No. Chico. I don't know. I saw it. Sorry, now I'm derailing.
No, they're in North Carolina. They might have some of it brewed in Chicago, possibly.
I think maybe it's Chico, California, and Mills River North. I don't know if something that's going to come up or not. Yeah.
According to their website, they're in North Carolina.
Excellent. Ignore.
Here you go. Here we go. You're not too far off. They have tap room on both coasts, Chico, California, Berkeley, California, and Mills River, North Carolina.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, not too far off.
Okay. And this is, I think they have a whole series of these, but it's a Juicy Little Thing IPA. Now I'm drinking this. I'm not sure if it was this pack or not, but that's what it's called. They have a kind of a series, I believe.
They do. Like there's the Hazy Little Thing, or a little something. Yeah, and then they have like all the seething and like all they do. It's all the whatever that series.
This is good. I would say this has some funk to it. Not too funky for me though. A level of funk that Caitlin likes. I'm say along the same lines. It's full flavored. I still say the body is light to medium.
Okay.
Not a session. Well, I guess I have sessioned it, but I think in the most time it's not very.
What's the idea on that one?
6.5. So, I mean, okay. You can. I do. I like it. It's enjoyable. It's something I'm more likely to kind of sip and enjoy. Instead of like, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Small sips. It's an enjoyable one. You want to savor it rather than just slamming.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you slammed it.
Yeah, I just slammed my other one. So what have I been working on? So I feel like I was doing a lot up until our last recording, and I had a good FO. Now I'm kind of left with these whips that have been hanging around for a while, and a lot of them are fingering. I think that is kind of where my struggle is sitting. And it's not that I dislike fingering, but I think I'm better when I have something or heavier weight yarn projects too.
Sure, that you get that nice change up being projects. But
yeah. So I think it might be as simple of like being one away for now, like keeping one fingering weight one out and one thing else, so that even if that means casting on something different.
You know, that might work out very well.
Sweet.
I think.
Frog and Toad, I'm not even like a hard part, but I just get myself to do it. Like I've already put most of like little kernels in them to like
stuff them.
Kitchen or the top. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't want to do that right now. Which is, it's like I have to that, and then I just have to like embroider his little frown in. And that's where I'm at on both of them.
Oh, come on, you got this.
But I don't know. It's just not like when I sit down, it's not what I want to do. But they're gonna be so cute. Oh my gosh.
I'm thinking I might have to pull mine out.
Yeah. I will. I think maybe when it's like one of those lazier Saturdays where we're sitting for a little longer, I'll do it. But I don't know. So I have been working on my fleet socks, which I'm, especially now that I am where I am, I'm super glad that I knit the toe and I was like, nope, and frog that and restarted on smaller needles. This one has a forethought, afterthought heel.
Okay, so you're putting in the waist yarn first.
Yes.
And then coming back? Or are you forethought after that? So you're putting in the waist yarn when you're going to.
Is it just a forethought heel? Like, what's the right way to say that?
I think it's a forethought afterthought is how some people phrase it. Yeah.
And I think I have about a half an inch. And then
I think it's, I could be wrong and I can double check, but I do believe that the Yarn Harlot has a good tutorial on that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm excited. I really like knitting after. They flow better for me. And I like, at least for me versus the gusset, it seems like it's a little more snug for me, like around the top of my foot there then. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
You know, I like an afterthought heel way better. But I think that a regular gusset heel actually, I think I have that little bit of a higher arch, that little bit of extra.
Neat. We're learning things about our feet. Well, you already knew when I'm learning things about my feet. Yeah, so I am enjoying it on the 4-row repeat, but it's very memorizable. And it has like a cable, but it's like on top of itself. And I've never done that before. It's the same 2 stitches twisting. And it's at a frequency where it kind of creates like almost this bump more than this twist. I can't quite say how. And I don't want to like give seats away, but I do like the stir aspect of it. And it's very easy to be like, oh, what did I do last round? Okay, now I'm doing this. And then, oh, I lied. I was going to start with what's in my hands. Then we did.
You never did.
I never did. So let's go there. I'm working on my Brico.
Yay!
I have been making some progress in it. I still got a ways up.
But you've made some good progress.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like it's from like the top of my head to maybe my mouth.
You probably have at least 8 or 9 inches.
I like that. Yeah. And since I'm doing that trick where I'm going back and forth, is all knit stitch. One German short row stitch. There we go. I like it. It's enjoyable. And this is sport, but I mean, to me, I still want like so.
Yeah, sport definitely falls in that yarn category that it really can be.
Thank you. That's kind of how I felt. I was like, oh, I should say that or not, but that's how I feel.
You know, that's where the yarn no weight crossover, and you may say you're one thing, but are you really? I don't know.
Let's see. I have worked a little bit on my outline to really reference that a lot, but depending on where we're at, laundry and who's reading Riker, if I have laundry caught up, then I will stick Brian Rice to Riker in on. So little bit by little bit, it's getting touched. Yeah. And it's nice, like maybe I should just say for the laundry and sit down and enjoy that a little more.
Probably.
Yeah, it's fun. So I think that's a pretty good update for me. I'm touching things, but not just, I'm just not doing a lot of volume on them. Kelsey, any FOs?
No, none.
But you'll have that column out.
Oh yeah, next time. Next time there'll be an FO.
I can't wait to see like what it looks on. Like,
I haven't quite decided how tall it need to be. I'm thinking about 12 or 15 inches.
I like the search, yes.
So probably like this, I don't know. This one, I don't know if it'll end up mine or in my shop.
That's fun. I have an FO.
Yay! Tell me about it.
It's been like a year now, but I finished a test knit and I did one sock and I finished the other sock. and these socks, so this test knit helped me learn so much. You guys may have heard when I was knitting this, which was March 2022, and today is April 5th, 2022. I'm talking about it. But this is where I learned that my sock gauge was way off, and I had to buy, well, I didn't have to, but in order to gauge the test knit, I ended up buying needles to get it, smaller needles, and real cute pair of socks out of it.
Is that when you got your interchangeables?
Yes. And like I chose the size based on what I thought was the correct number, which is not. Turns out correct numbers for Kelsey. So Kelsey, you have new socks.
Yay!
So I should probably say what these are. It's a Megalith socks by Keenan. Keenan Knits has a whole series. It's this kind of pattern. I also did a test for the.
Is there also a hat?
Yes, and she has the hat. I know it's in whatever's past weight. The one after, is it bulky? No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aaron,
okay.
Or Aaron. Bulky Aaron.
Bulky. And then I think she has it in I don't know the other weight. I don't want to say the wrong thing. But it's fun. It's like a pop of color work. And because it's 1x1 and 3x1, it's pretty stretchable. It's like a very approachable thing.
I feel like you're gonna have to do the hat too.
I do have some yarn left over.
There you go.
But yeah, so I'm excited that I finally finished those. They've just been sitting out like right on my dining room table and then right on the couch for like the last year. And they're fun to knit. I don't know. I was just kind of another things, but it felt good to knock that off the list. Whips so that Kelsey can enjoy them.
Yay! I'm so
excited. Me too. Any stash enhancements?
No stash enhancement, but I tell you that it's been 15 days since I bought yarn.
Nice.
That wasn't part of a Patreon. I don't exactly count that as buying yarn. I'm starting somebody else.
Yeah.
But it's been 106 days since I've, you know, purposely gone out and purchased yarn for anything. I don't know. I am at the point where, cool, I've made it this far. Cool. If I want to go buy yarn, cool. But I am on the point where I really don't need to buy yarn right now.
That is awesome. Nice job.
Thank you. I do have the intention to still support our local yarn store. I want to go buy Loom, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I want to finally break down and buy one.
Hopefully it can bother you.
That would be cool. So, yeah. No stash hats. Nothing's happened here. How about for you?
I do not. I think next episode I will have Patreon from Walt's Yard. Yay! Right now, no, I've kind of been chilling with my stash.
Cool.
I did apply for a test knit. I haven't heard back yet. But it's worsted, so I think I probably do what I need to stash. I don't know if I'm going to get in.
What kind of is it?
It is for a soaker, a dip soaker.
Oh, okay.
And the intention of this, and they're still kind of working it out, the designer, so it might be one of my most interesting testnets yet. But the intention is to make it really customizable. So like you provide their waist, hip, and then like the distance from the front of their waist to the back of their waist to try to customize it exactly to the wearer of the.
All right.
So I feel like there might be a spreadsheet involved, but I don't know. We'll see. And it does not start until.
Oh, then that maybe it'll take.
And I think the one request. Well, I think they were okay with either way, but they're saying you really want it to work the way it's supposed to, which makes sense because that's what makes magical. I don't even think that requirement, but I'm planning on doing that.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Tangent. So I might buy art for, but I don't think I'm gonna. I think I have some really fun colors to use that I think would be perfect for something like this. I could go as crazy as I want.
That's the nice thing about soakers. You can go to town. It's an accessory.
Yeah, it's a bedtime accessory.
Yeah.
So, well, most of the time. I guess you can wear it anytime.
You can wear it many times. But...
yeah. Hangovers.
No, there's no being hanging. I think I just had a body from that biker.
But you did it.
You're right. I did it. And I'm so glad that I did. And I am. Kicked off my race season, so I'm happy.
And the weather was like, to go through all the seasons the day before and then have that crazy like wind, like
yeah,
that alone like, is so tough.
It started out at like 30 degrees, felt like 21, and then it's Fahrenheit, and then I think we got up to nearly 65 that day. Yeah, and 20 mile hour headwinds. It was great fun.
You're awesome.
So how about you? Any hangovers?
Maybe, kind of.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm so excited we decided the episode we decided, because this is a tangent that I probably would have totally forgot to talk about. But one of my buddies from the office, their daughter got that, I don't even know what it's called, but it's like that super thick yarn. It's not roving. It's like synthetic.
Okay.
And they had, her daughter had like this party that she went to where they all learned how to knit a blanket where it's not even arm knitting because the loops are too small. So they're just live loops just go through back and forth. At least maybe you can put on yours, but we were looking at it because, so her daughter gave up and gave it to my coworker, who's so awesome. I did not ask if I could talk about it. So in a future episode, I might reveal her name, but I don't want to, I don't know. She brought it in, we were looking at it, and she's like, you know how to knit, you can help me with this. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And I made the mistake of not turning it over, and I just thought it was garter. So like we went and like laddered up all the ladders that went down. And I'm like, okay, like this row you go under, and this row you go over. And so we kind of got a good rhythm. I think we got four rows in. And she's like, awesome, I'm just gonna keep this here at the office. Whenever I want a break, I'll just work on it. And then she like picked it up because we were doing this on the floor and there's like kind of like a spare cube in our area. So she put it over there. And when she did that, she turned it over and I saw it was stuck in it.
Oh man.
I'm like, shoot, I'm so sorry. Like I just saw the sign and just like, if I'm going to do a flat blanket that I would just automatically think harder. So it doesn't curl, but this is so thick, like it doesn't want to curl. And I looked at it the other day, and I think she pulled it back a little, but there's some like random garter lines in it. And I think it's great. And she's fine. She's like, I don't care what this looks like. I just want to finish it. And I'm here doing awesome. It's awesome. And it was like the start of another stripe.
Okay.
So maybe it's fine that it was garter, but she kind of progged it back and went.
How much is left to go?
A lot.
Well, then it can be design feature.
Yes. I think... we're on the second ball, and there's three or four more balls left.
Okay, yeah, you just kind of make it look kind of like oddly even.
Yes, oddly even.
Yeah, do that.
That might have to be a title. I'm at least throwing it in as an idea. we've probably referenced it before, but whoever edits the episode, the title. So I can throw it in there, and then whoever edits it, decide if that's or not.
We have ideas, we have thoughts, we have lots of thoughts.
Which is awesome. Good to have something to talk about. Let's see. So I don't know if I really, other than that, I feel bad because she like came to me and like she wasn't bothered by it. But I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a knitter. I can handle this blanket. I was like, oh.
That's always like,
I actually made this harder for you because since it's like on the floor, you really are like having to either go over or under. So she had to learn like both sides.
Well, you know what? That's okay. Maybe it's an experience, a new new thing. Maybe she'll like it a lot.
I hope so. She is super fun. I would love to do the knitting world.
Once the gear started, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever make one of those giant blankets or not, but
I would say I probably will not.
It's pretty soft. And I think as long as you go like that super thin synthetic, like a roving, I would just say that. Be like, no one can actually use this blanket. It's just that's it.
Although I think there is a good like someone did like a video on the wear of those. I really don't style them.
No. You don't even have to try and they fall apart. You don't even have to try to make them fall apart.
They just fall apart.
And so I'm glad that they have the yarn that like they were directed at this, not roving, and spend all that money. Roving is a lot more expensive, and to spend all that work on it to enjoy it for 2 nights and be like, what is happening to this? It seemed to be falling apart. It would be maybe interesting to try arming, but I don't know. What else do we want to talk about?
Do you have any fun biking events coming up?
So I almost signed up for my first gravel race.
Yeah?
Almost, but I do it.
Oh, no.
I'm double scheduled.
Yeah.
But there's this gravel race, which I'm sure you're very well aware of it, called like the Hog.
Oh, the Hogback Gravel. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the Half Hog is 40 miles, which there are shorter ones, but it looks like it's pretty flat for a gravel race.
No, it's not.
It's not? Because it's out in Waukee.
Hogback is actually towards, I thought they were going out.
By Kingship Brewery.
Right, so that starts there, but like once you get out towards the bridges, it gets really, really hilly.
Fun. Well, I was going to sign up for it, but I am doing a marathon or half marathon.
Oh, darn, that's too bad.
I'm not doing both. But my Leah, you know Leah, we were talking about, she's also doing that race. So she's like, okay, we're doing it next. I'm like, yep.
Oh, she's doing Hogback. Okay.
Next year. She's also doing the half
the same day.
So, gotcha. And I think that's like the week before a mountain bike festival that she's going to too. She's like, we could probably do both, but she's like, I don't want to be just totally like wasted before I go to this festival.
Right.
You're making smart choices. So next year, I think we might try it.
Cool.
Good to know it'll be a little brutal, but I think anything gravel is terrifying and brutal. So. See, now that the weather's nicer, I've been riding my gravel bike more, and man, it is fun to ride. Like, I've been mostly doing my e-bike because it's a little bit faster and it's that extra security on the snow because it's or snow ice, whatever, because it's got a thicker tire. But oh, is that like little bike so fun? I just feel like it's just so like light and we're just going
and pretty zippy and
yeah. It's a whole different riding experience. I like both, but I was like, oh man, I really did miss this. Cause every morning, like my bike is right next to it, my e-bike. Uh-huh. Like, I miss you. And then I rode it and I'm like, yeah, I really did miss you. Really did. You're a great bike.
I'm excited. I'm
so specific. You were excited.
I'm excited for the weather to get a little bit better. Cause I can bring bike to work.
Yay. I'm excited to hear about that and like what you have it.
I'm hoping to, my goal is to try to do at least once every other week or so for this. But you know, weather dependent and all that jazz.
Yeah. You don't need to make yourself miserable for 2 miles.
Exactly. Well, it'd be 30 now, but.
Oh, I thought it was 30 each way.
Nope, it's 30 total now.
30 total. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. That's awesome. I totally thought it was 30 one way.
Nope, 30 total. So cool. I will have a chance. It's right at 15 each way.
Yay.
Which isn't so. Well, anything else you want to talk about today?
I don't think so. But I want to say I'm really excited for this journey for you. I want to hear like about your experience and what you think and feel like right on the bus trail.
I know.
So I had to get that out. I'm excited for
it. Oh, thank you. I'll be sure to talk about it. Hopefully.
Good. I want every detail.
I'll let you know as soon as I have thoughts.
Every stick and trail, hear about it. Every bridge. You're going to have to collect some bridge pictures or tree pictures. It's usually like a bike leaning against a bridge or a tree.
Anything, you know, there's a group called a Facebook group. I lean my like bikes leaning against things.
That's fun.
Bike leaning on. Look at my bike leaning against stuff. Yep, that's my Facebook group. Look at my bike leaning.
That is so fun. Someone created that.
So it's just pictures of bike leanings against. I'll put that out there. I'll put a link out there if anybody wants to see bikes leaning against things. Here we go.
Well, I think that's what I have. I think this was fun. And as usual, I know we say it in our outro, but any feedback, let us know. Let's talk about if you have more biking questions, more knitting questions. We are happy to get into either. And we appreciate you guys for listening.
Thanks for putting up with a somewhat different episode. We are enjoying life. We are busy with life, but we are still here and still loving podcasting. And
yeah,
we will get back into those things soon, I promise.
We will. We totally will. Thank you, Kelsey, for saying. Yeah, like right now we have two episodes just recorded, just waiting to be edited and pushed out. So it's there. We're coming.
We are coming. Look for more of us and we will be here for you. So with that,
knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as GravelKnit. Our website is GravelKnits.com. You can email us at GravelKnit@gmail.com. You can support us on Patreon at Patreon.com/GravelKnits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as BikesBruce and on Tap as Kelsey.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. And I also have my Instagram where I'm tracking. Kelsey is cracking up right now because I literally just realized that my microphone was against the wall the entire episode. So I just fixed it.
Good luck to whoever balances.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Hopefully Zoom did a lot of the work for us. Yeah, I have my second Instagram where I track my knitting every day and biking every day. Caitlin and Lloyd Knits and Bikes. And message us to let us know what you like us talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like podcast, share with a friend.
Gravel Knits gives everyone deserves to be and loved, regardless of who you love, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you. Please keep in mind that we are human. And while you're trying to edge it, there's always more to love. And any are deeply appreciated.